Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't say enough about what I've seen from Caleb Williams. Certainly, I had studied him a lot, being a young guy in this league and an NFC guy, but just really impressed with his physical talents, his ability to throw the football, his accuracy, his arm strength, his ability to extend, his ability to see the full field while doing so, minimizing negativity. The creativity associated with his escapability and play extension is really challenging.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It's going to be in the high 60s tomorrow night when Pitt tries to stay alive in the race for the ACC championship game when it travels down there to take on Georgia Tech, still ranked in the top 25 by the College Football Playoff Committee.
And you, resplendent in Pitt gear right now.
Pitt's going to win that game.
I actually don't.
You heard it here first.
Well, I've heard so many people saying that it might actually overwhelm your mush powers.
I like Pitt to stay alive and then play a big game against Miami.
Don't like the way Miami. If Pitt wins this game, do not like the way Miami is trending for Pitt's sake.
Yep.
Their injuries are piling up on Miami, but they are beating the brakes off of teams lately.
All right. Chance for you to tell us what you think of Sunday's game. Kabali was in here earlier this hour and said he thinks 95% chance Aaron Rodgers suits up and plays with that injured wrist over Mason Rudolph. Do you think that's the right decision? 412-928-9370. Rodgers all time is 12-3 in Chicago. He is 25-5 all time against them. 412-928-9370. Tomlin was asked to talk to Jeff Hathorn and others after practice. When he gets asked, he's obligated to do it by the NFL. He doesn't like to do it because he figures he gets it all out of the way on Tuesday when he does his press conference. This is a different animal, though, because there's injury questions. Tomlin, for about 90 seconds, had to hold court here on Rodgers. Let's listen to it.
Like you mentioned the other day, functionality would be an issue. What did you see out there today?
I thought I saw a solid effort, but it's Friday, and so we still got some time. He was listed as a partial participant and given a questionable designation, and we'll see what a weekend leads us.
What do you do between now and then to make that determination?
I won't do anything. I'm not a medical expert or Aaron. We'll see.
Has he been medically cleared?
I don't know what you mean when you guys ask that. As I mentioned, it's non-surgical. As soon as they secure it and know that he can protect himself, they'll be comfortable. And so I don't know what you mean by that question.
Mike, do you feel comfortable with what you've seen from him?
I'm not in the comfort business.
You mentioned some kind of bracer device and wanting to see that. You feel like that process has played out the way you look?
I hadn't been involved in it with great detail. I let those guys do what they do.
Mike, what's the process when you've got an experienced player that's not 100% in a very...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Very capable backup. You're trying to weigh, you know, who gets the ball on time.
You know, it's thoughtful decision making that you go through almost routinely, particularly this time of year when you get into the meat of things.
Anything different last for
one,
Frazier?
Last one.
Anything different for Frazier this week if you snap into him, any coaching points on
him? None.
Okay. The Jeff question about are you comfortable with Aaron Rodgers, and he wouldn't say yes, is weird to me.
Not in the comfort business.
I'm not in the comfort business. All right, I get it. This is a pain in the ass. You don't want to have to talk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put my thinking cap on and say that that's more gamesmanship because he doesn't want the Bears to know 100% for sure that it's going to be Rodgers, so he's going to say things that at least still make them think a little bit more.
He wants to maintain plausible deniability,
or he's
maybe.
Just being a dink, and
he's very curt because he hates doing this once a week, let alone twice.
Yeah. And he doesn't want to
play
ball. He doesn't want to do the back and forth.
If he is actually trying to do a bit of a ruse here with all of this, I don't think it's going to fool anybody in Chicago offices.
No.
I think everybody over there is doing the following thing. You ready? And they have a bad defense. They're saying Aaron Rodgers is going to start for every reason you and I and other sane, level-headed people have laid out.
Yep.
And then they're going to say, and if we end up getting Mason Rudolph by some odd chance, we'll be ready for it. Because he's Mason Rudolph, and we, unlike some of the people who listen to this show, do not think that Mason Rudolph is some world beater in the waiting.
Do you think over there that they are, like, that they were... If they had to choose that they would pick, we'd much rather face Mason Rudolph than Aaron Rodgers on Sunday. Not the fans there who have been tortured by Rodgers their entire lives.
Yes.
I'm saying more the coaches. Like if Ben Johnson just asked Dennis Allen for his honest opinion and said, right now with these two quarterbacks, who would you rather play? He would say 100% I'd rather play Rudolph?
I don't think 100%. I think he's a veteran defensive coordinator, I think Dennis Allen would say, like, I want to play the guy I can maybe fool a little bit easier, which I would think is Rudolph.
But he could also say, I watched the game against the Bengals, Ben, and I thought Rudolph played better.
He also might just want to say, I'd rather they start the guy whose wrist is broken and we're going to make sure that we go after it. I had a former NFL player tell me, just watch the game closely early on. The Bears, even if they don't hit him, if they run by him, we'll be taking tiny little shots at the wrist. You'll see it happen. It'll be legal, but it'll be a little bit cheap at the same time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He said, some former player texted me and just said, watch, they're going to be going after that, especially early in the game, trying to test it however they can. I would also say if the Bears, writ large, Pony, could pick any one player, could have any kind of personnel thing happen to the Steelers this week, it's that Cam Hayward actually has a real injury and can't go. That's what I think they would pick. Screw it. Play whatever quarterback you want. We want to run the ball. We want to get your steadiest, best, guy in your front seven probably out of the game. That's what they would want. I'm very confident in saying that.
I think that's right. I think you're right about that. If you said, here are your options, you can either face the Steelers and it's Aaron Rodgers and Y.A. Black, or it's Mason Rudolph and Cam Hayward.
Sure.
And those are the starters for
They would take Rodgers, Y.A. Black, in a heartbeat.
I think so, too. Yep.
because I'm gonna continue to just stand by the idea that the biggest determining factor in who actually wins this game ends up being like who controls the ground game.
Here is David on the fan. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, what I was calling about is that there's been a lot of discussion about who should play. If you ever played with some sort of an injury, the other team or the other components are going to target it. And I would hate to see, but I expect Rodgers to try to play and inadvertently cost the Steelers the game. Because when you watch the game, the Steelers actually have played with more energy on offense and defense with Mason in there.
So this is another Mike Tomlin mistake is what you're telling us.
Yeah, I think it is. But it's also one that the team will tolerate. And I'm going to give you one thought.
Wait a minute. What do you mean by that? This is one the team will tolerate. What do you mean?
They give Mike pretty much a free pass to do whatever he wants.
Oh, yes. You're saying the organization's not going to come
his
down
feet won't
at Mike
be held
for making
to the, fire.
The wrong decision.
His feet won't be held to the fire.
Of course.
He can give the glib answer. He can give the quick answer. He can give it. That's not my expertise. He dominates that whole thing because if you look at all the people that have left the Steelers that had talent and got better jobs elsewhere, he's the one that controls it. But the one thing also keep in the back of our minds is that Mike Tomlin is there because of Mr. Art Rooney and the Rooney rule. And I don't.
Well, he's also there, and
he's also there because
of
Dan Rooney hiring him,
and he won a Super Bowl.
And he went to another one and lost to Aaron Rodgers when Aaron Rodgers was prime.
He's not there out of charity where they're just keeping a guy who stinks at his
charity. But that was Tom.
If you're saying he's been there for a long stretch now where he hasn't won a playoff game where pretty much any other coach would probably have been relieved of his duties because of Art Rooney, I would agree with that.
Yes, I would agree with that too.
We try to deal in nuance on this show.
Here is Derek next. Hello, Derek.
Dylan, how you doing?
Hey, man.
The whole 25-5 record against the Bears, whatever, is meaningless. He had a real coach. He had a real team at that time. He had a real scheme that people were afraid of. I mean, I just don't get what the big deal is of his history with the Packers and how that's relevant this year.
Well, Kabali came on the air and said if they were playing anybody else, he would go with Mason Rudolph. So you think Mark must just be a big idiot when it comes to this stuff, huh?
I never said that. I mean, Mark is a knowledgeable, well-respected journalist in the industry, so I would just
But it sounds like you're categorically disagreeing with the idea that Rodgers having an advantage because he's in the heads of the Bears makes zero sense to you for this game.
To quote Kurt Cignetti, this team has never played here. I mean, it's a totally different team. I mean, it just is irrelevant.
I think ultimately I agree with you. I do find some, to a large degree, Derek, the idea that because a guy has been really good in his past in a particular building that he's just always going to be good there. It ain't like Ben and the Browns.
I don't think it's irrelevant for the player, though. Aaron Rodgers goes into this game with positive thoughts that good things are going to happen when he plays in Chicago.
Wait, you don't think most players go into most games, broadly speaking, with positive thoughts? I guess,
to certain degrees they do,
know what you're going to say to counter that. You're going to say, I know a team and a coach and a quarterback that went into a place with negative thoughts. Tomlin would freak out
in
if
New
he
England.
Had to go to Foxborough and Ben would
right.
too.
Exactly. Yes.
I think that's more believable than a guy has especially positive thoughts.
Do I think that all athletes, for the most part, professional athletes, are extremely confident in their own abilities? Of course I do. But there are scales and degrees to that. When Aaron Rodgers shows up in Chicago, he thinks, here's what I don't anticipate happening. I don't think Aaron Rodgers goes into Chicago and, if things don't go well 2 minutes in, I don't expect him to exhibit the kind of body language and reaction he did to things not going well in the Chargers game a few weeks ago. Because he's in Chicago.
He's expecting good things to happen because they almost always do.
Right. So I can't,
I still think that Derek is more close to how I feel about this than you are in terms of just the Chicago factor itself.
Look, I value health more than I do history. So if I were Mike Tomlin right now, I would be starting Mason Rudolph in this game. I disagree with the decision we all think they're going to make. I would go with a quarterback
who can run the whole playbook and not necessarily have to line up in pistol or shotgun.
Right. I mean, it's to me, based on reporting we're getting now, he's going to go with the hot hand of James Pierre over Darius Slay. Good. He went with the hot hand of Kenneth Gainwell over Jaylen Warren last week. It worked. Your hot hand at quarterback right now is Rudolph. And you have a reason to not play Rodgers. Mark's coming in here saying, I think the guys are basically equal. One's not better than the other. I think it's close too. I think at 41 and banged up, Aaron Rodgers really isn't that much better than Mason Rudolph. So I would play the healthy guy and not have to go through the machinations of, can he take a snap under center?
Yeah,
what plays can he and can he not do?
We're going to know real quick if they've all been trying to just keep this low key and actually he's been more or less fine from a football standpoint. I think within a series. I really do. I think you're going to know very quickly, and I am leaning towards the idea of just play the healthy guy. If pretty much everyone agrees that there's very little daylight between the two, that Rodgers would be better.
And the healthy guy's good.
The healthy guy is perfectly fine for this situation. I'm going to keep rejecting the notion that there's this good quarterback on the roster that's just sitting there waiting to be unleashed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.